Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go, Monday, 6 hour studios lit up for you, Patriot Mobile microphone powered up on dozens and dozens of radio stations around the nation today. Welcome on board with me, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, X Insurance. Presenting it all, Greg in Dallas, Texas. Here we are again, my brother.
Yep, feels like we just left here.
Because we did. Typical Monday opening for the show. Greg, would you be kind enough to tell people where to watch the new high-definition video cameras here in the studio that we upgraded? And tell them where to participate in the chat for me, please. And you can keep that line going. You can keep that going. It's fine with me.
Sure, yeah. If you'd like to see the new wiped-off lens over there in Mark's studio, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you can see the menu icon. Just give that a slap, and when that window opens up, select that Watch Live option. If you are driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you missed a previous episode and need to get caught up, head on over to that podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, then all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Oh, and boom, that'll bring you right in. Let's go right to the phone lines. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason over in KQAM, Wichita's big talker, Wichita's favorite son. How you doing today on a Monday, my brother Andy?
What is up, Mark Walters? By the way, Craig, did you say give it a slap?
Yep, give that link a slap, man.
Hey, and A.W.R. Hawkins is calling right now. Hawkins is calling right now. Is it a good time to call, yeah. A.W.? See, the time change puts him 3 hours back behind me now. Or I should say puts me 3 hours ahead of him. So it kind of screws things up over there. But sometimes I think he does that on purpose.
I think he does, too.
He's probably listening right now. A.W.R., love you. He's probably cracking up right now and slapping his knee. I made him say it again, see? Because he would do that, wouldn't he?
So, moving on.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. I'm sorry we don't have any good extraterrestrial ET stuff to talk with you about today. There has been no breaking news on that. But I did send you something today, and it might as well be extraterrestrial stuff because that's what it seems like. Did you get a chance to look over the Slate piece I sent you today?
I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is hilarious. This is high quality entertainment right there.
this is the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Slate. I guess, is it Slate Magazine? I don't know. They call it magazine anymore. It used to be, right? Slate, whatever.
Yeah, Slate. Yeah, I think it's just Slate.
It's just Slate now? Is that what's happened nowadays? It's not magazine anymore? They've got a piece up today. It came up today at about 10 a.m. Eastern time, and my alert went ding, ding, ding. I got a bunch of these things. And it's their jurisprudence, news and politics jurisprudence, and it's titled, Mexico is Flooded with American Guns. Could a $10 billion lawsuit change things? And it's written by a Mary Harris. Now, in today's day and age, I'm going to assume that Mary Harris is female, but you just never know now anymore, do you, Andy? Mary could identify as a he.
It's alleged. That's right. It's alleged. You never know. You don't want to assume because now you could be silenced and censored in social media today.
I don't care.
That's what I'm going for.
That's Greg. Yeah, Greg scores points when that happens to him. But there's an interesting sign photograph accompanying the article, and I have passed signs like this heading towards the Mexican border many times over the years. It says, warning, weapons/ammo illegal in Mexico. And then if you blow up that picture, you can look up. It says international border, but I think it says 1,000 feet or something. And that's not something, it's 1,500 feet. That's not something you want to get caught with heading into Mexico. And many, many Americans get caught with their pants down at the border crossings in El Paso and some of these areas in Arizona. And the last one I saw was in Naco, Mexico. And we had a whole bunch of guns with us, Andy. So we made sure that when we parked over by the Border Patrol area, we asked the guys if they would take our guns for us. This was a number of years ago, and they actually stored our guns for us back then. They don't do that now. But we were, because you cross the yellow line, you could be technically over in Mexico down there, right? It's like, you don't want to take a chance. So we didn't want to take that chance. But nonetheless, I found this fascinating, and I thought, well, here's the hour with Andy Hoosier today. Because Mary Harris called up, and I quote her, I called up Champ Barton from over at the Trace to talk about a totally new way to think about gun control. Well, Andy, you've looked at this. Is it really a new way for these clowns?
Of course not. No, it's the exact same thing that we've seen before, just obviously another slightly different angle. But they've been, for whatever reason, fascinated with Mexico and the immigration and the crossings back and forth between the two. And that's just their latest way to try to go after the industry.
Well, they are. And we're going to dig into this. We're going to take a dive for the hour because there's a number of different subheadings and topics. They interview Champ Barton. And here, let me just continue here to set this up with what Mary Harris says. But honestly, I can't shake the very first thing he told me, a fact that seems to explain just how hard it is to prevent gun violence in the first place. Quote, if you want to buy a gun in Mexico, there's one gun store and it's on an army base. There's just one in the entire country. So let's stop right there. Mexico has a far higher rate of gun violence than America. And where are the guns coming from, according to the Democrats and the Trace and the gun grabbers? Where are they coming from, Andy? Where are they coming from, according to them?
Oh, from Murderka, I guess.
Murderka. They're coming from Murderka. Murderka. I live in a country, she says, the United States, where there are twice as many gun stores as there are post offices. So I actually, when I saw that, I thought, well, let me think about this for a second. There's my post office. There's two gun stores. There's another post office up the road for me. There's three gun stores. So she's about right, at least where I reside. And she continues, so it kind of blows my mind that just across the border, things work like this. To get a gun legally in Mexico, you go through months of background checks. You apply for a temporary permit, and then you go to that military base. When the LA Times visited a few years back, the store sold just 38 guns a day to civilians. Yet, Andy, Mexico has a what problem? Multiple problems, but drugs, cartel problem,
drugs,
right?
Human trafficking, cartels, criminal action. So let me get this straight. They have one gun store that's on a military base, and yet they have cartels that have fully automatic rifles that actually fight against the military and law enforcement over there. While we don't have that, and while we may have some crime with guns that happen in large cities where you're not supposed to have them in the first place, they have it all over the nation. In fact, as far as I'm aware, that there's only actually one town in area in Mexico that doesn't have a lot of cartel activity, and those are private citizens that have chosen to arm themselves to keep the cartels out of that area because the crime and the drugs and the human trafficking happen everywhere else in the nation, but yet you can only get your gun in one area. Funny how that works.
Thanks for bringing that up, because you mentioned twofold. Number one, you mentioned fully automatic weapons. They're taking on the military, and in many cases, they're winning against the Mexican military. And the Mexican military is so corrupt, in many cases, they're on the side of the cartels. The amount of money from the cartels is huge. Since 2010, according to this Mary Harris at Slate, far left publication, by the way, more than 200,000 people have been killed by guns there in Mexico. I asked Barton to explain that disconnect. And what does he say from the Trace? Quote, the biggest issue is just that there's thousands of American guns that are crossing the border every year into Mexico. It comes out to somewhere between 360,000 and 597,000 guns a year that come over the border. Andy, let's just take them at face value. Let's take those numbers at face value. Let's assume that those numbers are accurate. I have no idea. And I don't believe they know either. Isn't that illegal, Andy? Isn't it a crime? Because I'm looking right at the sign. You see the sign? Warning, weapons/ammo illegal in Mexico. There's a sign right there. 1,500 feet before you get to the border. So can you explain that? Apparently the sign is ineffective.
Well, the sign would be ineffective, but wouldn't that also reinforce the idea for the Biden administration and the Democrats to enforce immigration and stop the flow of immigration, not from, you know, like the attack they do with Donald Trump saying that he wants brown people to stop coming across our border, but the other way of saying, let's stop arming Mexico with American firearms by closing the border and make sure that we, as Americans, the evil, horrible human beings on the face of the earth, aren't committing crimes by sending contraband or firearms down to Mexico to arm the cartels for them to commit their crimes.
Everything you just said was illegal. It's already against the law. So we should make it against the law, right?
Reinforce the law that's already reinforced by other laws on the books that we choose not to enforce.
Okay, Kamala Harris. Word salad, Andy.
A law is a thing, and this thing is something that we have to do, and that's what keeps America...
And that's what keeps the thing of America great. This thing, you know, the thing, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess what we need is another new law. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go through the questions that this woman asked Champ Barton from The Trace. And you will find the answers. Well, kind of remarkable, except you won't, but you will. You will, but you won't. You get the idea. You know where we're going here. And they answer their own question, or he answers his own question a number of times. We'll explain it when we come back. Don't go away.
You know the thing.
The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, patriotmobile.com. In the process of switching over here, patriotmobile.com, patriotmobile.com/AAR. Go there, find out about it, and spend money with companies that support your lifestyle and your causes. That's the way the equation works. And it, believe me, it's incredibly effective. See Bud Light. See Dick's Sporting Goods and many, many others. PatriotMobile.com. Welcome back to the 6 Hour Studios. X Insurance is presenting all of this, by the way, every single day. Visit all of our great partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Welcome back. Jump back in with me here. So I think we have drawn the conclusion that the guns illegal sign 1,500 feet away from the Mexican border is pretty ineffective.
Yeah, I mean, it works as smoothly as the sign that says that individuals should not cross the border illegally and just come into the country just willy-nilly. So, yeah, I mean, they work just as effectively in tandem together.
Signs don't work. Just like the no gun sign or gun-free zones. Because that sign is essentially saying that Mexico is a gun-free zone. Except we all know it's anything but a gun-free zone. Question number one. Mary Harris, for the last couple of years, the Mexican government has been moving forward with this lawsuit against U.S.-based gun manufacturers. Tell me exactly who Mexico is suing. Now, Champ Barton goes on to say that Mexico is suing 7 gun manufacturers and 1 distributor. The 7 manufacturers, quoting him, are manufacturers whose guns most frequently turn up at crime scenes in Mexico. These are some of the biggest gun makers in America, Colt, Smith & Wesson, Glock, Beretta, huge names. They're suing these companies, basically alleging that they have aided and abetted gun trafficking operations knowingly with the intent of profiting off of that market. So let's break that one down for just a second, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Let's get some reason in here. The Mexican government is saying that, let's just pick one, Smith & Wesson, is knowingly providing guns. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand the manufacturing process. The manufacturer moves to a wholesaler. Wholesaler sells it to a distributor. Distributor sends it to the gun shops. The gun shops sell the guns lawfully to people who get background checks, FFL-required background checks. That's the process. What Mexico is alleging, with help clearly from American gun grabbers, we'll get to that in just a second, we'll name names, that in this case, maybe Smith & Wesson, for example, is intentionally flooding Mexico with guns they know are going there by intentionally sending guns to places specifically to arm the cartels. Andy, do you believe for one moment that Smith & Wesson would in any way, shape, or form knowingly, intentionally move guns through a distribution channel that would be illegal to get them to Mexico to arm the cartels so that they can make more money than they already make on the American civilian market lawfully? Do you believe that's the case?
Yeah, that's an interesting claim there for sure. Obviously, that's not, that's kind of silly to think of. But what they're essentially trying to say is that the gun industry, which is not only an attack on what's going on with the crime in Mexico, but also what's going on here in the United States for them, just another attack on the industry as a whole, is that there's essentially a secondary round of books for these companies. They're essentially saying the gun industry, gun manufacturers, are like mobsters, where they have their clean books and in their dirty books, to where the dirty book is the illegal guns that they're producing for the profits, to say, all right, well, here's for the public sector, because hoorah, America, and you have the right to get a second, get a firearm under the Second Amendment. Then we're not making enough profit, so let's go ahead and make another round of manufacturing that we send specifically to the cartels and arm them, because that totally makes us a whole lot of money and does us justice for whatever agenda that they claim for this to have. That's what they're trying to say on a deeper level here in this claim, because I don't know how you can prove something like that, number one, but just common sense shows that doesn't make any sense, unless, of course, you're just in it, which is what they're trying to claim. They're in it for the profit. They don't care who it kills. They don't care what it does. But it's only about the fact that we have a secondary round of books for illegal activity, because why the hell not? It's another profit, so let's go ahead and do it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
So Mary Harris follows up with the next question. Do they have proof that these manufacturers are helping drive the flow of guns from the U.S. to Mexico? Which is what Mexico is alleging, that Smith & Wesson and other companies, the ones that they named, Glock, others, are intentionally doing what Mexico is saying is happening. And here's what, what's his name? We have to get up here again, because I, you know, Champ Barton from The Trace says, we can't say if they have proof yet. You don't have to prove a case before you bring it. All right, so let me let's dive into that. Just that first line. Sue them anyway. Force them into
Why not?
This is lawfare. This is the prime definition of lawfare. This is what they're doing to Donald Trump. Just bring him in, sue him. What is that evidence of? That they want to bank. Well, you know, the goal is, in American gun grabbers are assisting Mexico by egging them on. Go ahead. You don't have to have proof. Just sue them. And cost them billions of dollars.
That's what we're in today. That's the world that we're in today. I mean, why not? Donald Trump will start 93 civil lawsuits against him, federal lawsuits, civil lawsuits, just to throw everything at the books. Maybe one or two might catch. The rest of them will drop off. And who cares how much money it costs to do it? But why not just do it? Because that way we can pick him apart. We can make him waste his money, make him waste his time in court, and go after him. They're going to do the same thing here, because this is an astounding claim that the country of Mexico is making on the gun industry. But you know why they're doing it, Mark. This goes a little bit deeper, is because right now, with the immigration crisis on hand right now, and all the pressure and all the world watching, the eyes on Joe Biden and the Biden administration for handling this issue or not handling this issue appropriately, they're trying to find a way to partner up and actually have an ally with this government. And this government now is saying, well, now there's a problem with not only things going across your border, but things coming across our border that's causing the crimes, that is this gun manufacturing industry sending willfully and knowingly and intentionally guns to the cartels, that's keeping our government corrupt, or else we could help you with the immigration issue on our end. So they're working in tandem here. This is probably a pact done by both administrations trying to find a way to work together to keep Donald Trump out of office and to demonize Republicans.
Oh, you went really deep in that. Let me make a point here. I happen to know a little bit about lawsuits. At least I've learned a lot about them lately. You damn better well have proof, or your attorney's going to say you can't prove, you don't have a case.
Yeah.
I've had attorneys tell me that over the years in business. I've appeared in court as a witness in civil suits many times. I'm involved in a civil suit right now. And there's no attorney in the world is going to say, well, you don't have to have proof. Let's just assume and see what... It doesn't work that way. Unless you're a gun grabber, you just tell Mexico, we can't say, we don't know if you have any proof. You don't have to have proof. You don't have to prove a case before you bring it. What they have proved to a judge is that their allegations are plausible. What judge? A Mexican judge? Okay. When we come back from this break, we're going to go further, because the questions get deeper, and you begin to see the mindset. Don't you, Andy, when you look at this? Of the American gun grabber working in unison. Remember we talked about the global push, the global agenda a week ago with Alan Gottlieb? ladies and gentlemen, on the MonsterCast. This is a global initiative. It's a global effort to come after your right to bear arms, and the American gun grabbers are behind it, egging Mexico on, because that's what they do. Well, if we can't bankrupt them, maybe we can help you bankrupt them. That's their ultimate goal, is to put them out of business. We'll continue to go down the rabbit hole because, well, they make it too easy to do. So we'll do it. We'll be right back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
And they are designed right here in America, freedom, passion, and precision. Yes, DanielDefense.com. Make sure to visit them, DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the show, guys. Continuing on with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason here in the 6 Hour Studios, Patriot Mobile Mike, X Insurance, bringing it all to you. X Insurance, love them, great company. Visit them, armedamericanradio.com. Andy, let's continue on here. So we know now that they don't have to have proof. The American gun grabbers just want them to sue American gun manufacturers. And now we'll go to that. How exactly does a gun move from U.S.-based manufacturers across the border to Mexico? The market is basically the exact as it would be for a U.S. gun buyer up until the point of that final transaction. So the manufacturer makes the weapon. They send it usually to a wholesaler. The wholesaler will sell it to a dealer. Dealer will then put it in their shop, and someone can come out and come in and buy it. In the case of the guns that are trafficked, very often what's happening is that people are going into those stores. They're buying the guns with the intent of trafficking them. Andy, let's just get this straight now. That's illegal, is it not?
That is illegal, unless, again, this is the whole Black Book thing, where this is not going through a distributor like that or going through an actual gun store, but it's actually going through an individual. They go right out of the manufacturing plant. They load it up on a trailer, and then someone just has the intent from hired from the company to drive it straight down past the Mexico border into the hands of cartel and say, here you go. Viva la revolution.
Viva la revolution. Okay, so they're buying the guns with the intent of trafficking them, which is illegal, or because they've been tapped by someone who is working with a gun trafficking ring to buy the gun. That's illegal as well. And then once that gun is purchased, it's then smuggled south of the border any number of ways. The exact path that the gun takes after they leave the store is unclear. Unless you're the ATF and you told the store that you needed to sell these guns illegally, because we want them to go to Mexico. There's always that, but they fail to remember that. But so they say the exact path it takes after they leave the store is unclear. Everything they've told you so far is illegal. So in what we just mentioned, show me on one instance of that where the manufacturer of the product who made it lawfully, sold it to the wholesaler lawfully, who had then sent it to the dealer lawfully, then put it in their shop lawfully, and someone came in and bought it by passing a background check lawfully. At what point in that chain of command, Andy, is the manufacturer liable for a gun winding up in Mexico? When everything that we just said in order to get it there in all those steps is illegal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's no possible way for that to have happened, which is why they don't have any evidence, which is why, according to the claims from Mexico and from these anti-gunners, they say they don't need the evidence because of this. Because when you look at, and again, going to a much deeper level here, when you look at content control, when you look at shadow banning, when you look at censorship, when you look at the truth actually coming out, when you look at artificial intelligence, when you look at what the mainstream media talks about, you don't need evidence anymore. They say it. Therefore, it must be true. If you counter it, then you're probably in the wrong, because it's just common knowledge, basic assumption that this is what's going on. So if you disagree with it, then you're the conspiracy theorist trying to walk down the road of journalism, investigative journalism, truth, facts, information, whatever. You're the conspiracy theorist for actually going down that road, because we don't have that type of attention span. You just go along with the narrative that this is what's going on, and how dare you question something like this?
Exactly. Well said. I'll leave it at that. In this lawsuit, what's Mexico asking for? And Champ Barton at The Trace, a rabidly anti-gun Bloomberg-funded fake news outlet. The fundamental claim legal claim that the Mexican government is making is that they should be entitled to financial damages and some sort of injunctive relief for the expenses that they have had to incur to try to combat the problem. And so the argument basically goes, the Mexican government has had to beef up its police forces, which are all corrupt, and its military forces, which are corrupt. There's been extraordinary costs in their judicial system, which is corrupt. And all of those costs are associated with this problem, which is what problem? Let's divide the two. Guns made legally in the United States of America, sold through the chain legally, and sold to a buyer legally. That's all legal. Okay? Then you have the other half of that equation, the illegal part, where criminals. And Mexico is claiming that the manufacturer's legal part, they are somehow due costs associated with the illegal part of the chain of command. And their claim is that problem is caused by the gun makers' intentional profiteering off of this trafficking network. It would have nothing to do with cartels. Look, I'm not telling you that there's no illegal trafficking going on. There's no doubt about it. The cartels have infiltrated the country. But why is the manufacturer responsible for that? They are not. And the Trace and Champ Barton are just all about, who has to prove it? Just sue them anyway. Cost them a ton of money. And go after all those costs that are associated with all of the illegal activity from the manufacturer who did everything lawfully. Andy, help me here.
Yeah. See, Mark, this is the cyclical hamster wheel that we're going to see from now on, because this is the out for both sides. This is the Mexican government side and the Biden administration, where they both have a serious issue. The Mexican government cannot clean up the cartels because they allow the cartels to have so much power and authority in their country that they don't know how to handle it any longer. The only way you could is to actually arm your citizens and let them have the ability to fight back, which what small communities have started to do down there, and it's working, but they can't acknowledge or encourage that because of how corrupt their government is. At the same time, we have an immigration problem here that the Biden administration is trying to figure out how to deal with on the campaign trail, when every time they try to say something, it's stupid with what they try to say, and then it backfires in their face. So this solves both problems, Mark. This is the hamster wheel cycle. We have an immigration problem. The cartels are coming up and causing issues. The crime rates are going up and across our nation here. The reason is because the gun industry, it's all revolved around the Second Amendment, is shipping guns down to there. It's arming the cartels down there. The crime rate goes up. And then the border crisis happens with them coming back across the border with the guns that originally came from here and then causing the crimes in the United States. And that entire flow would stop if we just got rid of the gun manufacturing and the gun industry in the U.S. Then crime rates would go down there. And therefore, the crime rates would go down here because the cartels wouldn't have it to come up. It solves both issues on their side, from the Mexican government problem and the Biden administration's immigration problem, all revolving around the two-way issue. They're trying to tie them both together and help each other out and rub each other's backs on this problem right now.
You bet. Well said. That's the hamster wheel effect, ladies and gentlemen, straight up. I want to talk about the people who brought this gun case, Mary Harris asks Champ, the gun grabber for the Trace. The case was obviously brought by Mexico against the U.S. manufacturers, but they're being helped by American lawyers, right? And Champ's response, John Lowy used to be lead counsel at Brady, the prominent gun violence prevention group. That's arguable. But John Lowy has been doing this sort of litigation for decades. He is currently involved in other lawsuits that are making very similar allegations to the government of Mexico. The city of Gary, Indiana has a suit right now. And that suit's been going on for 20-some-odd years. And he recently split off from Brady and founded his own gun violence prevention group called Global Action on Gun Violence. Andy, bigger part of the hamster wheel, isn't it? Isn't this why? Is what we were talking about with Gottlieb last week. This is, ladies and gentlemen, the global initiative to come after your gun rights because you have a lawful right to own firearms in this country. So now you have John Lowy, an American, a political lawyer hack over at the Brady campaign, who is now helping Mexico try, because he can't do it here legally, to sue American gun manufacturers out of business. We've just been told, Andy, that we've got a few seconds before the break. So when we come back from the break, we'll continue this conversation. It's a fun one. And we'll get down as many rabbit holes as we can get in this piece from Slate. It's quite interesting to listen to the gun grabbers over at the Trace, and they'll tell you they're journalists. They're nothing of the sort. They are political, left-wing, Bloomberg-funded, anti-gun hack morons. And this is just evidence of that. And he's pretty much telling us without saying, well, in many cases, he just flat out is saying it. But in many cases, he's saying it without saying it. That's why we're here to interpret it for you. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. One more segment with Andy Hoosier. We'll be right back.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
DanielDefense.com. DanielDefense.com. Make sure to visit them. Check out all of our other partners, ArmsList.com. ArmsList.com. Use the promo code AAR and get your first month for 99 cents. 99 cents. It's cheap. CuttingEdgeFirewood.com. Get some smoke and firewood. They sell the boxes of it. It'll be all you need for a while. And it's the best. One match. I mean, it's the best. I use it in the cookers here at the ranch. Been using it for years. There's nothing comes close. Nothing. Stop using that big box stuff and get real firewood that actually burns clean and works and flavors like nobody's business. HeavensHarvest.com for your emergency food supplies. Don't forget PTAmmo.com. Buy American. Support the companies that support your right to bear arms via this show. And, of course, the great Barrel Buddy. BarrelBuddy.com. These things are the best. My bag's getting a little bit lower here. Used a couple of these this morning. BarrelBuddy.com. Pitch the patch, ladies and gentlemen. Pitch the patch and clean your guns with Barrel Buddy. No more mess, no more patches, no more nonsense, no more stink, no more grease. BarrelBuddy.com. Use promo code AAR as well. And don't forget Patriot Mobile and X Insurance and all of our great partners, Sig Sauer Studios, Car Arms, North American Arms. They're all right there for you at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Let's keep going. So we now know that gun signs, no guns allowed signs don't work. We know that the American gun grabbers are in bed with the global initiative trying to get Mexico to sue the American companies out of business. We know that they don't really need proof. They're just going to sue anyway. I'm not even going to bother when they talk about the ATF in this because they fail to mention the ATF is responsible for the death of Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry and many, many, many other Americans and Mexicans because of their gun running scheme. And they don't want to bring that up, so we did, so we'll move on from that. And we know that you've got American attorneys assisting Mexico. So let's talk about some challenges this lawsuit is going to face as it moves through the courts. The first is whether this lawsuit can move forward at all. Why wouldn't this lawsuit be able to move forward? What would keep it out of a courtroom? And what does CHAMP do? Talks about, of course, the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which was passed in the early aughts as a way to get rid of a bunch of lawsuits that were making very similar allegations to the Mexican government. This law was passed to essentially get rid of those lawsuits to say that you cannot sue a gun maker as a result of harms caused by people who have committed crimes with their weapons. Andy, what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, to them, everything, right?
To them, everything is because the PLCAA protects gun manufacturers because of that split we were talking about in the previous segment, right? You have a legal, you have a legal logistics chain from manufacturer to distribution to dealer to sale, all done legally. And because there are criminals, somehow that's the manufacturer's fault. That's what the PLCAA was designed to do. Because we don't sue the manufacturer of a knife because a criminal uses it to stab somebody. We don't sue Ford because a criminal uses a car or a truck for any manufacturer. It doesn't matter who it is. We don't sue Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Toyota. We don't sue any of them for the criminal misuse of the products they made. But somehow it's okay to do that and use another country and a global initiative to come after these companies because in America, we don't do those things. And then, Andy, they went on to talk about Sandy Hook parents suing the gun manufacturers. What made that case different? Well, it didn't. What they found was a liberal judge who said that they could use a what the judge said was a liability or communications deal, meaning applicable to the sale or marketing of firearms, that he said, well, yeah, you can go ahead and sue the gun maker. You have to sue them saying that you were harmed because they violated a law that's specifically related to the sale or marketing of firearms. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that lawsuit was in the process of failing. Remington went out of business, and it was four insurers that said, let's just go ahead and dismiss this. And they went ahead and paid about $75 million, which, quite frankly, X Insurance would have never done, and X Insurance wouldn't have lost the case because of the PLCAA. So, Andy, what's the bottom line here? With the last 3 minutes, what do you think is going to happen here? Does the Mexican suit against American gun manufacturers even stand a chance?
No, it doesn't. And rule number one, like you said, not only with the rights that we have to actually sell firearms, but at the same time, there's no evidence to it. And any court, as long as they're not under the Biden tapping in here, the Biden regime trying to just hype things up like they are, and we're seeing kind of the fraudster cases under, you know, going after Donald Trump and some of these other ones that we're seeing across the nation right now, then they would just drop it and just say, yeah, no, this isn't going to go anywhere. But it doesn't matter because they've already completed their agenda. They've already completed the narrative of what they wanted to come out was that there's the ability to sue. We created the conversation. And now the mainstream media and the Democrats and the anti-gunners and the pro-immigrant ones and so on and so forth can all use this as the narrative to say, hey, look, we have an issue here that we need to address because of X, Y, and Z, even with no substantiated evidence. All they have to do is say, look, it went to court, so therefore it must be a justifiable thing. So therefore, it's a fact. And if you question it, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's all they needed. So even if it doesn't go anywhere, it doesn't matter. They've already feel like they've won because they've already set the narrative of what they wanted to do.
Well said. I'm going to throw something at you. I wish we had more time to talk about it. But you as a talk radio host, let's say that somebody that was listening to your program in Guatemala didn't like what you said about them, and they sued you for some type of slander in a Guatemalan court. Do you even care about that lawsuit? Are you going to hire a Guatemalan attorney to defend against it and be concerned because that person won the case and says you owe them a gobzillion amount dollar, gobzillions of dollars? Do you even care? Or do you just ignore it and go, what a joke that is? Do you really think Smith & Wesson is going to lose in a Mexican court and go, oh, no. No, I don't think so. You know, there's a part of me that says, and I don't know the legal implications of this in an international court. Or not international, it's going to be in Mexico, it's international, but I don't know what type of relationships we have. Is if I were Smith & Wesson, I'd just ignore it. Is that what they said? Yeah. Oh, I missed that part. Moving on. I don't know.
And that's what you have to do.
Just a thought.
That's really what you have to do. Yeah, I mean, the proper response, which is a very easy response as well, is that if they're concerned about crime rates and if they're concerned about guns in the country of Mexico and the cartels,
rein in your cartels.
Rein in your cartels and wonder, gee, where else could some of these be coming from? Oh, yeah, maybe the Central American countries that also have massive cartel and drug issues. And maybe, just maybe, we should start taking examples from the president of El Salvador with Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, that's arrested thousands of MS-13 individuals and has gone from the murder capital of the world to now the safest nation in all of Central America. Because he's either arrested them or thrown them in prison in some way, and he's gotten rid of the cartels and pledged to claim war against these cartels and these shadow governments or parallel governments in the nation. And maybe we should start looking at what he did and start mimicking that all over Central and South America to start battling this ourselves. But they won't do it.
No, legal products legal in the United States of America are somehow fueling all of the crime in Mexico. That's not true, ladies and gentlemen. We all know it. The cartels and drugs are fueling the crime in Mexico. And they're trying to blame you as a gun owner in America. Maybe you work for one of these companies that the Mexicans are trying to put out of business. Man, I'll tell you what, Andy, the word is creative, right? They
crazy
just get
world.
More and more creative. It is a crazy world. Oh, and we're going to get help from Americans. You think these people are patriots? These people are traitors. These people are absolute traitors to their own nation. Unbelievable stuff. But we prove it every day. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM Radio. Thank you for being here, brother. Thanks for giving us time on Mondays to join us on the air. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Don't go away.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.